This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enroll in grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Today is Friday, August 29th. The news sponsored by the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. Still no announcement by Governor Mike Kehoe of a special session to redraw Missouri's congressional maps to try and guarantee more Republican representation in Congress. Usually, the maps are only redrawn after the census to update population trends, but President Trump is pressuring Republican-leaning states to open it up now to make the midterm elections more favorable. St. Louis County State Representative Ian Mackey, a Democrat, tells KMOX he's not sure Governor Kehoe will heed the president's call.
I hope not. I wouldn't be surprised if it's last minute. That's been, that's kind of been his way of doing business. So I would, we're going down for veto session on September 10th, and, we hear on September 10th that we'll be there when we wake up on September 11th. I'm not sure.
An attorney for St. Louis County Executive Sam Page entered a not guilty plea on his behalf Thursday to charges of misdemeanor election offenses and felony stealing. The indictment alleges Page used public funds on a mailer to campaign against Proposition B, a ballot measure that would have limited his power. Page's office has defended the mailer as allowable public education. The next court date in the case, September 23rd. A federal grand jury has indicted St. Louis City Sheriff Alfred Montgomery.
Montgomery is charged with one misdemeanor count, deprivation of rights under color of law. The charge stems from a February incident when Montgomery ordered City Justice Center Deputy Commissioner Tammy Ross be detained while Montgomery conducted his own investigation into one of his deputies' alleged sexual misconduct with a detainee. Montgomery's attorney, Justin Gelfand, says his client is innocent and evidence will set him free. So I asked this follow-up question.
We've all seen the video. What evidence are you confident in will free him?
There's no question that Missouri law gives the sheriff's office for the city of St. Louis the ability to enforce certain criminal statutes based on violations of criminal law.
Montgomery's attorney did not elaborate about which statutes he was enforcing while having Ross detained. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
City Hall is addressing what Mayor Kara Spencer's administration calls the abuse of its family and medical leave program.
The policy, which offers 6 weeks of paid leave, has been used by more than a tenth of the city's workforce, the Post-Dispatch reports. The city's budget director, Paul Payne, says the cost has exceeded $1 million a year, and former Mayor Jones called the rollout one of her biggest regrets. Jim Suleman, the retired streets department director, recalled a case where a trash truck driver used a doctor's note to get out of an undesirable route. Now the city hopes to curb these issues by making employees use their vacation and sick time first before accessing the paid leave. There are exceptions for new parents. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
About $20 million in funds for road projects in St. Louis County have been taken back by MoDOT because the county didn't spend the money fast enough. MoDOT has been threatening for a few years to snatch back federal money for local projects because backlogs can mean fewer federal dollars. MoDOT will put that money towards state-sponsored road jobs, but says it will keep it in the area. Lufthansa suspending for the month of February its nonstop flight from St. Louis to Frankfurt, Germany, lauded as the region's long-awaited link to mainland Europe. The airline calling it a pause and says service will resume in March. Industry analyst with Atmosphere Research Group Henry Hardevelt tells KMOX why it's happening.
What we're seeing from Lufthansa is typical of airlines right now. They are reducing flights on routes during off-peak months like February, just on routes that may not be as profitable or may not be profitable at all. It's sound business practices, but Lufthansa appears to be committed to St. Louis, and that's what I would focus on.
The number of seats sold on the flight have been extremely high for the route. Lufthansa has said it's pleased with sales. Hartevelt notes airlines are facing not only a shortage of aircraft, but a shortage in the components used to build out aircraft interiors. Major League Baseball's media rights in the process of changing again, but in St. Louis, listening to and watching Cardinal games continues to be fairly easy.
As there continues to be a lot of talk about Major League Baseball's television rights, one thing that will not change is Cardinals baseball on KMOX. Cardinals Senior Vice President for Business Operations, Anuk Karunaratne, says the relationship between the club and KMOX is an important one.
You can go pretty much anywhere in the country and find Cardinal fans. Within concentric circles of St. Louis, there's still an incredibly passionate fan base. And I think a lot of that has to do with our early partnership with KMOX and being the southern and westernmost team in the country for many, many decades. And KMOX taking us into households, into living rooms all across the country.
Karunaratne adds that the free TV games that were added this year on KMOV and Matrix Midwest, in addition to the direct-to-consumer streaming option, has resulted in increased ratings, even with the club having a tough season on the field. Matt Pauly, KMOX Sports.
And speaking of the Cardinals, they're in Cincy tonight to face the Reds. First pitch set for 5:40 here on KMOX.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.